Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Passion to Win by Sumner Redstone with Peter Nobler. Read by Sumner Redstone.
I don't splurge on much in my life. My material desires have always been minimal. When I'm in Boston, I live in the same suburban home I moved into 40 years ago. For 60 years, I bought suits off the rack. Some would say not wisely, but I like a nice hotel. I was perfectly happy checking into Boston's Copley Plaza. It was 1979. As president of National Amusements, Inc., owner of a small chain of movie theaters, mainly drive-ins, I was there for a party to honor a branch manager of Warner Brothers Pictures. The party at the hotel was going to run late. I would stay the night, get up early, and be on my way. I went to sleep thinking about work. It was well after midnight when I woke up and smelled smoke. I don't recall ever being taught what to do when faced with smoke and fire in a hotel or anywhere else for that matter. It's not something you think about when you check in. I smelled smoke and made the classic mistake. I opened the door. The branch manager who was staying in the next room made a bigger mistake. He opened his door wide and stepped into the hotel corridor. He died. I was enveloped in flames. The fire shot up my legs. The pain was searing. I was being burned alive. But even in the middle of terror, there is sometimes clarity. I thought, what a horrible way to die. Somehow I staggered to the window. It was stuck. I couldn't budge it. I moved to another window, and I don't know how, got it open and clambered outside. I was kneeling on a tiny ledge, barely big enough to put one foot on. I was three floors up. If I jump, I'm dead. Flames were shooting out of the window head high, and I crouched there, hanging onto the windowsill, my fingers cupped, my right hand and arm in the fire and burning. The sound of the inferno was terrifying. The heat and flames roaring out of the room burned off my pajamas and peeled away my skin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?